To KORN News Radio, 101.3 FM and AM 1490, as we are meeting with senior colonels here of volleyball this time around. And we're here with Bridget Thill. And Bridget, first of all, welcome to the program. And what's your position this year for the Mitchell Colonel volleyball team?
I will be the one wearing the different colored jersey. I'll be the libero or the libro, as some people say.
Other activities maybe are sports or clubs, school activities that you are involved in at Mitchell?
I'm also in track. HOSA, the president of Pen Pal, and I just joined FBLA this year.
Hobbies? I know you're busy with school stuff, but other hobbies or maybe talents that maybe you have, like juggling or face painting or something like that?
Can't say that's one of them. I really like reading and dancing. I can't think of any outstanding talents I have, but...
How about describing yourself in three words?
Cheerful... Giggly and smiley, probably.
It all kind of describes you very well. There you go. When you were a little kid, you pretended to be or really wanted to be something, or what were you really into when you were littler?
Well, since my mom was the volleyball coach, I always wanted to be the older kids that were on the court that I grew up watching, but I also always pretended to be a teacher. When I'd play downstairs in the basement, I'd always be teaching my stuffed animals or my Barbies.
If you could spend 3 hours doing anything except sports, obviously, what would that be?
Probably either watching Netflix, hanging out with friends, or sleeping.
Do you have a job? I know in your busy schedule with activities and clubs and organizations, is it allowed to have a job at all when you get to be a junior, senior in high school?
During the summer, I have a job at Dakota Kids and Fab Fours, which is through the rec, and it's a program with little kids. So I do that during the summer. It's not a lot of hours, but it's fun.
You have a nickname that maybe teammates call you, your family calls you?
Either Bridge, Bridgie, or B.
Okay, nothing like, you know, Twinkle Toes?
No, nope, nothing out like that or anything.
Something that always freaks you out.
The algae in Lake Mitchell. Yes. I don't like to go in Lake Mitchell now. clowns, when that whole phase was going around where there was clowns all over, that kind of freaked me out.
What's your favorite part of being a Mitchell Colonel?
The Colonel Crazies. I love home games because it just gets so loud and crazy in there and hot, but that comes with it.
We are talking with Bridget Thill here, Mitchell Colonel Volleyball, on Meet the Senior Colonels here, Volleyball, and our Player of the Week here as well. Do a little rapid fire, okay? I'm going to throw out some things at you. You just quick tell me what comes to mind when I say it. Your favorite movie or book?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably anything that's either... romance or suspense book or movie.
Favorite professional athlete?
I can't pick a favorite on that.
Okay. How about talk about team-wise, teammates? Who's the hardest worker on your team? Can't say Bridget.
Probably Mandy Schmidt because she has to be the setter and get to every ball.
Who's the most humorous?
Brooke Flemmer.
Loudest?
Amy O'Hare.
The quietest?
Sage Jorgensen.
Okay. And the most serious?
Probably Sage again.
All right. What's the plans for Bridget Thill? High school years are done. What's going to be next for you after high school?
Right now, I'm leaning towards DSU for going for elementary ed. So planning on being an elementary school teacher when I'm older.
Living out your dream.
Yep.
All right. Bridget, hey, thanks for your time and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
It's Bridget Thill and Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, 101.3 and AM 1490.